Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's toll free. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem. Anything that's on your mind, you got a rant you want to get off your chest. Maybe you have an agenda that you want to push, and none of those other talk shows will even let you through the phone screener. Well, that's why we're here. 800-259-9231, because literally anything goes. And you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the archives. And over the past few days, our friends over at downloadradio.org have been having some trouble. So if you've been attempting to go and get extra archives from them, it's been a little bit screwy recently. Until today, I think they've got everything ironed out at this point. So we've got that back online. And, of course, we always have the last 6 days of the show there, right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. There is no logging in. There's no membership fees. None of that. You just go get them, freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. As always, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. Of course, you can take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. You can email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. But I came across something today that it's one of those stories that was written by somebody who has been wronged. And I felt like it needed to be shared. This one came to, apparently it's a magazine called Rail Fan and Railroad Magazine, for people that are really into railroads.
I've met quite a few people. I belonged to a museum that was dedicated to trains. And these guys are, they live, breathe this stuff.
Right.
I've been to their houses. Train stuff.
Yeah, right.
Everywhere.
Got the little train that goes through the whole house, right? That kind of thing.
The throw pillows on the couches,
trains.
Yeah, trains like
train wheels.
The crossing sign.
Oh, is that right?
Railroad crossing signs were stitched onto these throw pillows.
I know the only way I'd want a train in my house is if it was like sometimes people have stuff actually constructed in their house to build model trains that run through their entire house.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Right, right. I'd do that. Only if it was a maglev bullet train. So it would like fly through the house at like 300 miles an hour.
Too bad the budget for it would be a whole $1 million.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's a power bill on it alone.
Some people really love trains.
They do.
Just like some people really love dogs, and there's magazines dedicated to people's loves of various
things. Some people really love radio.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's where this is coming from.
Yeah, some people have Free Talk Live stuff all over the walls, all over their... Oh, wait.
Wait, that's here.
Anyway, this is just an amazing,
Ian's
sad...
house isn't a monument to himself.
This is... No, it's not. This is... if it was a monument to myself, then I would be the logo of the show, and I'm not. This isn't the Ian show, nor is it the Johnson and Manwich show. It's Free Talk Live.
Right. I didn't want people to believe that, you know, since I was
Let's
making
talk about
that
this year. Manwich show thing a little more.
Manwich show thing.
Change it to a screaming Manwich.
It's the Manwich show.
Been tried, Manwich.
Yeah.
And anyway, if you weren't going to get sued for having that name before, I mean, if you made it the Manwich show,
Todd Anger would have my butt then, wouldn't they?
All right, I want to get into this because it is amazing, sad, pathetic story.
So what, were they graffitiing the trains?
No, he's a fan. Why would he graffiti trains? Here's what he has to say. My biggest fear in recounting what happened to me August 19th, 2005, in New Orleans, the place that's being hit by with a hurricane, is that people will have a very difficult time believing me. Not us. I'm sure some folks will be sure that I'm embellishing the facts, exaggerating, or outright lying. None of this is the case. Everything I state here happened as I say it. I'm a 60-year-old, recently retired pharmaceutical rep with 3 grown sons. I have a particular fondness for trains and riding on Amtrak. Of course,
so it's always the old guys, you know, that really like the trains. Young kids, old guys,
right,
like trains. I'm just drawing some real generalizations here, but it was like I was in this club, and then so was everybody else. Mm. Everybody else was 60 plus. And the reason I was in the club was, well, they were advertising on several of our radio stations that I was working at, and our sales manager was big on being in clubs.
I see.
So they were paying the tuition, or not the tuition, the membership fee for these clubs. So I'm like, sure, well, I'll sign up. So there you go.
All aboard!
Yep, they do that stuff.
Well, Friday morning, August 19th, I departed Houston on the Sunset Limited.
White guys, too. I don't think black guys really like the whole black history of trains. Not that great.
Bound for Pensacola, Florida for a short vacation. The train had a layover of several hours in New Orleans, so I thought I'd kill some time taking photographs of the terminal and Amtrak facilities. Again, this guy loves trains.
Yep.
I've taken a lot of photographs along the way, and I've started a photographic album intended to document the Sunset Limited all the way across Louisiana. And the reason he's doing this, he says, is because there's no way to know how much longer the Amtrak will run this particular train. So I kind of get the impression that this train's been in service for a long time, and this guy wants to get as much documentation, as many photographs of it and its related artifacts as possible before they take it out of service. So he says, it's important to know that there are no signs on the platform forbidding passengers from walking down the platform into the area beyond where the lead engine would be. So that's the front of the train, the lead engine,
one
correct?
One would assume. Yes.
Okay. And no signs that prohibit passengers from taking photographs. There are no trespassing signs on the gate to the Amtrak maintenance facility on Earhart, but they are not visible on the platform. Two female Amtrak employees drove by and asked me what I was doing. I said, I'm taking photographs. And the rail photography was a hobby of mine. They admonished me to watch out for the Amtrak police. I didn't take that warning seriously, because I wasn't doing anything wrong. Or so he thought. I joked that maybe, quote, they beat me up so I could file a multi-million-dollar lawsuit, end quote. That being an idea so ridiculous, anyone would know it was meant in a humorous vein. I walked a little further down where I encountered a young guy who was also an Amtrak employee. He inquired as to why I was photographing the switcher, and I explained to him that I was just a rail fan, and I wanted photos of the Amtrak equipment. I asked if I could walk further down the platform to take a couple more photographs. He said he preferred that I wait until he could get someone to accompany me down there. I said fine, and I waited. By then, the two female employees had returned, and we were all standing around talking and waiting for whoever was supposed to come and see me about my request. After a while, an Amtrak policeman arrived. I figured that he would say I could, or I could not, go further down the platform.
One of those two things.
Right, because that's all he was there for. He wanted to go take a picture of the switcher, and he was being a good little citizen and asking permission.
Right. Because terrorists don't ask permission.
Right. And why would a terrorist walk out and... I don't even want to ask questions about why terrorists would be taking pictures of railway switchers. It's not like they could go and open up research books and learn how they work and learn exactly what a railway switch would look like.
Well, if you blow one up at the moment that a train was going by, the train would derail.
Obviously. But it's not necessary to take photos of it to learn that you
right,
can do
exactly.
that. All you have to do is plant the C4 and walk away.
And C4, not easy to get a hold of.
Right. Well, if you're a terrorist.
I still don't think it's that easy to get a hold of.
Anyway, so he figured the cop would either say yes or no to whether or not he could go take the picture. Instead, when the cop got out of his car, he could see he was already in an excited state. And as he describes it, highly excited and agitated state. He was not in the mood for dialogue. He explained I was trespassing on private property. Remember, there were no signs whatsoever expressing that.
That's not trespassing, then.
And was not supposed to be taking photos. I was not about to argue with him or be the least bit confrontational, knowing the reputation of the New Orleans police. But this was an Amtrak policeman, and I was an Amtrak passenger. I merely inquired that if this was not public property, since Amtrak is a publicly supported entity. At that point, he told me to turn around and handcuffed me. Rest of the story's coming up.
Whoa!
Why
continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
As always, anything goes, whether it be political or personal, anything that's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We added three, count them, three brand new Shriners to the Shrine over the weekend.
Dun, dun, dun.
And obviously very pleased with that. In fact, I've already got another one ready to go for this coming weekend.
That's great.
So, seriously, we have so many women that are submitting their pictures to the Shrine, and they're all... We haven't had a faker in a while, as a matter of fact. Of course, now that I say that, somebody's probably going to send one in, but
somebody's going to give it a shot.
You could check it out. The Shrine of Female Listeners, it is.
Or you haven't had a figure in a while, so you think.
Well, the ones that we are, the ones
yeah,
that we're getting,
we've gotten have been pretty obvious.
We've actually either spoken with or had a long-term interaction with. Right. So. Anyway,
I think I was the only one who actually got through the radar, right?
Well, you're the only one of recent
times. Validated ones.
Yeah, of the validated ones.
Yeah.
All right, so check out the Shrine of Female
Listeners.
But
you work in Photoshop every day.
It's I'm not a professional, fair. I know.
It is not a beauty contest, so go check it out, ladies. We want you to be a part of it, freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about this story from this poor guy who's a train fanatic. He really digs trains. As you were describing, Manwich, the inside of his house is probably train-themed.
Yep.
He probably has model trains everywhere, you know, real train signs, train crossing signs, everything you can think of, trains.
Sometimes he dresses up in his engineer outfit. When he and his wife have sex, he makes her go, woo-woo!
All aboard, honey!
You know, it's, guys are train fanatics.
Yes.
It is just a hobby, and it's a good one. It's a big piece of machinery. Men love machinery, and it's a giant piece of machinery, and one that is rich with American history.
Yeah, with a bit of history behind it. So he was, I guess, laid over, if that's the term you can use for trains. He was going from Houston to Pensacola, Florida, and he had a layover in New Orleans, Louisiana. And so during his layover, he had his digital camera with him, and he started snapping some photos of the trains and
as a hobbyist would.
Right, some of the related parts of the track, etc.
I'll tell you what, whenever I go to a different town, I stop off at radio stations. I get their bumper sticker. I talk to staff. I'm a fanatic. I like
really. I didn't
like
know that
radio.
About you.
Yeah, I do. I've got a filing cabinet at home where I stick all the stickers from all the radio stations where I've been that I've gotten. You know, some of them are such small towns they don't even have bumper stickers.
Sure,
but you know that's what I do. Like, that's my hobby.
Those are like the stations without websites today.
Yeah.
It amazes me that there are still radio stations without websites, but there's
but
a
they
lot
are.
Of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so silly. he was taking pictures, and a couple of Amtrak employees said, "Hey, what you doing?" And he says, "Well, I like trains. I'm taking pictures." And so they said, "Oh, okay.
Can't be something new for them."
Right. And so then they were just asking him why he was taking the pictures. Then he went down into a different area. He wanted to take a picture of the track switcher device. And one of the other Amtrak employees was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" "Well, I'm taking pictures." He says, "Well, why don't you wait until we get somebody here to escort you down there? Because you really shouldn't be going down there by yourself." Okay. So he stands and waits around, and then all of a sudden, a Amtrak policeman shows up. And as he describes it, this guy was not in the mood for dialogue. He says he got out of the car in a highly excited and agitated state. He was informed that he was not on public property, and then he turned him around and handcuffed
this
gentleman.
Now, my question is, if the Walmart police wanted to handcuff you, could they do it? I don't see that the Amtrak police have any right to do anything. I mean, you know, to get you off the property, the same as a bouncer would have.
Right.
You know, essentially.
But this is government property. And again, Amtrak is a partially government organization, which is why it always runs in the negative, and it always has to have taxpayer subsidies, much like the post office. So they have the government police protecting them. He's just the Amtrak division of the government police.
I see.
Anyway, so he says, "Naturally, I protested that I'd done nothing wrong." This is after he was handcuffed. "But he was determined to handle the things in the way that he had, I believe, decided to handle them before he even showed up. He took me up to his office and contacted someone who I assume was his superior. He gave the person an embellished and almost completely false account of what happened. For instance, he stated that I had said, quote, 'This is public property and I can be here if I want to be.' Even though he didn't say that. I begged the policeman to ask not take me off the train, but he continued to repeat that I was going to jail. I really got upset at this point and insisted that he let me talk to someone in the Amtrak office. After asking him over and over to let me speak with someone, he finally put an agent on the phone. I told the agent at the terminal that I'd done nothing wrong and to please come and get me out of this mess. The agent said he could not override the policeman and generally conveyed the attitude that he didn't give a damn what my predicament was."
Of course. I don't see why they would.
Yeah, why should he? He's part of a monopoly organization known as Amtrak. I mean, really, how many other private trains are there out there?
Well, socialism has taken over the railways, I'm afraid.
I told the agent at the terminal I'd done nothing wrong. The policeman ran my ID, and of course it came back that I had never been arrested, and I had no criminal record. This is a 60-year-old man. He's got three grown sons at this point.
Right.
He's a retired pharmaceutical salesman. He was unfazed by that information and instructed the agent to remove my bag from the sleeper room that I had occupied. In the stress of the moment, I forgot about my large hanging bag that was in the lower level rack. It made it to Orlando, and I'll get it back this week. As we were driving out of the terminal area on the way to the Orleans Parish Prison, he pointed out the no trespassing sign on the chain link gate, which is not visible to any passenger on the platform of the terminal. Upon arrival at the jail, again, he was just waiting for his next train, so he didn't have a chance to go outside the terminal and notice there was a no trespassing sign. From within the terminal area, there's no way for anybody to obtain that knowledge. Oh, but ignorance of the law is no excuse.
That police officer should spend the night in jail like this guy had to.
Well, indeed. Upon arrival at the jail, I was processed in, and at that point, the Amtrak officer committed a gross violation of procedure by keeping my wallet, camera, and a pocket knife that the jailer had taken out of my pocket. This was to have major ramifications later on, when I finally would have the opportunity to bail myself out of the facility. So great, you get to bail yourself out. Oh, wait, they took your wallet.
Yeah, I guess it would.
He had also erased certain photographs in my digital camera while up in the office, a violation of my civil liberties. While waiting for him to show up, I had photographed two A-10s that were flying over. He wanted to know why I had photographed the A-10s.
Because there's two A-10s flying over. You don't see an A-10 every day. I mean, you know, fighter planes are interesting.
He responded, because I'm a pilot. Now, as though you have to be a pilot to, you know, photograph A-10s. They're in the public view. Why can't you take a picture of them?
Yeah, if the government doesn't want pictures taken of A-10s, they shouldn't be flying them around.
Right.
Because they were there. Should have been a sufficient enough answer.
I do hold a private pilot's license, but my response seemed to stun him slightly, and he just moved on. The Orleans Parish Prison is one of the worst jails in the country.
I bet it is.
The jailers there treat all inmates with contempt, disdain, and do everything they can to make you feel there's no light at the end of the tunnel. My charge, incidentally, was criminal trespass. You cannot bond out until you are processed.
Of course not.
For hours I watched, and by the way, this processing, I've been there at a jail to bail someone out at one time, and it's just a waiting game.
Yeah,
there's even though you're there with cash or credit or check in hand, ready to give these guys some money to get your friend or family member out of jail, you just have to wait because they're being processed. Even if there's nobody else in there, they're still being processed. More coming back from this guy's story. It is amazing. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's a beautiful day to practice your drive. Tee up, because when I come back, I'll tell you how your techniques on the golf course can be applied to the highway.
Bobby Lycus here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and the list of shops near you.
BG.
The scenery may differ from the golf course.
to the highway. But lessons learned on the links can help your road game. One, let others play through. Move to the right lane and allow faster drivers to pass. Your good sportsmanship will help avoid road rage, which, per AAA, is compounding 7% annually. Two, practice your long game. Be aware of what's happening a few cars ahead. Three, observe others' swings. Swerving is a prime indication that someone's been at the 19th hole too long. And four, consider speed signs and advanced warning, because a ticket is a kind of greens fee that can take the enjoyment out of a Saturday afternoon. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you out an email, and you'll be one of the first people to know about it, whether it be a brand new affiliate, which we announced a new affiliate last week, and if all goes as planned, we're going to be announcing another one this week.
I can't tell you how much I love announcing new affiliates.
Yes, it is a very good feeling.
It is a great feeling.
Favorite thing to announce here on Free Talk Live, so we're looking forward to that.
I think I might like announcing new affiliates better than I like announcing new advertisers.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yep.
Although we do have a new advertiser.
Hey. That would be 1-800-Flowers. Or 1-800-Flower, I should say.
1-800-Flowers.com.
Okay. Their number is 1-800-Flower, however.
No, it's
1-800-Flowers.
Well, you can't dial, Johnson. You can't dial that many digits, though.
Yeah, you can.
You
it
can.
Doesn't hurt.
Actually, it does hurt if you're on a cell phone.
Oh, it's true.
True.
So we do have, I'm sure we have a lot of people on cell phones, so you got to be careful of that. But anyway.
Don't you think most people know it by now that phones are seven digits plus?
I take
plus
none
the
of
area
this stuff for granted.
Some people don't.
Zero.
Especially if you're just doot punching in the number and you don't realize that you went over a digit. And then
but
it's just like,
an interesting point.
What's going on? Why can't I dial it out? I don't know.
Anyway. Because it used to be that didn't matter at all, that you could just dial 50 numbers.
Afterwards.
And, afterwards, and it wouldn't make a difference. But on a cell phone, it definitely
it really does.
So
that's why
on cell phones, it's 1-800-Flowers.
Yeah, exactly. We have to be important here because, you know, we got to be a little
We got to make sure people get to 1-800-Flowers.com.
Right. Especially if they want to give calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-Flower.com's best-selling birthday flower
cake. You can't do that, dude. It's 1-800-Flowers.com.
.com, because that's where it goes.
If you can't read it right...
I'm reading the copy as it was presented before me. 1-800-Flower.
Oh, it is. It actually did write 1-800-Flower in the copy.
Well, what are you going to do?
However, it's... Okay, there's an error in the copy that you handed me because it
now
says 1-800... No,
let's
says,
do some research.
It says 1-800-Flowers two other places.
Can we research? Can we research? Check this right now, man. See if 1-800-Flowers.com works and 1-800-Flowers.
I know 1-800-Flowers.
Well, 1-800-Flowers should work because that's seven digits.
Okay, now we're going to be verifying this for everybody out there who's confused.
Guys, it's 1-800-Flowers because that's seven digits. Flowers are seven digits.
Oh, so it's all your fault.
I miscounted.
Johnson.
Well, no, because it says 1-800-Flower in the copy that you handed me.
We are so unprofessional.
No.
Tell me about the birthday cake thing. What is this?
Oh,
thing?
Man. Well, you got to check the copy in advance before you tell me. Read that one. Read the one that's wrong. All right. Okay. We'll start anew. Let me do this spot over.
Okay.
I'll start from the top. Give calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-Flowers.com's best-selling birthday flower cake, or celebrate summer occasions with great savings on growers' specials. Visit their website every week for limited-time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more.
Hey, that was Johnson's first liner read ever.
Except for you cut me off before I was done.
And you could tell. All right, keep going.
Call, click, or come in at 1-800-Flowers.com. Your florist of choice. Hey, you know what? Next time, you know, at the beginning of the show, just point to me and I can do that Free State Project thing from the top of my head.
There you go.
When you give me fresh copy, that's wrong.
Okay. It wasn't my fault. Manwich set this one up.
I'm sorry. Well, take a look at this cake. That's pretty cool. You can't quite see it?
Well, hey, okay, so 10% off. We're done with this for now.
TFT monitor is, you can't see
okay.
it at an angle.
Nobody else is looking at the cake right now. But if you want to, 1-800-Flowers.com.
Well, sure you can. You can go to 1-800-Flowers.com. You
it's
can
right
look at this cake
page.
That's got flowers lining all around the cake. It's
send it to somebody and get 10% off
actually.
With the FTL code.
I mean, it looks like they've got like some sort of actual like lace ribbon that goes around the cake underneath the flowers.
But you're not supposed to eat it. It's
made
out of flowers.
Well, you would have to take
it.
Yeah. All right, so there you go, 1-800-Flowers.com. Now, enough of that. Let's get back to the story here. Amtrak. You got a 60-year-old man, three grown sons, retired pharmaceutical salesman. He's a train freak. He loves trains. And he was taking a train ride from Houston all the way to Pensacola, Florida, or something like that, or somewhere in Florida. And there was a layover in New Orleans, or Nolens, as they like to call it. And during the layover, he started taking pictures because he loves trains. And while he was taking the pictures, a couple employees eyeballed him and called the cops on him. Cop came and arrested him without even really giving him a chance to explain what he was doing. The cop clearly didn't care about that. Took him to the jail, started booking him, and now here we are with the rest of his story. For hours, I watched other inmates come and go as I was being processed, while my name was never called. Earlier, in an odd difference in procedure, the watch captain said, "Okay, Bourgeois, go to that window." That's his last name, by the way, Mr. Bourgeois.
Huh.
"Go to that window." I thought I had it made, but when I got there, the first thing they wanted was a photo ID. Too bad it was in my bag at the at the Amtrak police office. So I had to be put through a nationwide fingerprint search, which added even more time to my stay. I went in the jail at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, slept what little I could on the concrete jail floor instead of the Viewliner bed that I had on the Sunset Limited.
What if you've never been printed?
He probably never has.
It probably never has, yeah. And at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, I was still in jail, so that's 22 hours later. I could have been out at 11 a.m. on Saturday, but with no money or debit card, remember, they were taken from me by the cop, I could not bond out. So along with about 60 other inmates, I was put in the orange suit and moved into the big prison with the big cell block, like you see in the movies.
Oh, God.
By the grace of God, I'd done one thing right. I'd managed to get a phone book and write down the number of my cousin who lives in Nolens. All phone calls out had to be collect, and you have to have the number. I can remember exactly two phone numbers in my head, one being my brother who lives in Lake Charles, which is another place in Louisiana. I was finally...
One of our...
No. There's
okay,
no affiliate in Lake Charles yet, Manwich. Yet. I was finally able to get in touch with my sister-in-law, and he and she made numerous phone calls for me. Most importantly to my friends in Pensacola, who were by now frantic. I mean, they were expecting him to arrive on the Amtrak train. Not to mention my youngest son who lives here in Houston who was sent into a tailspin. Blah, 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 blah. I walked out of the jail. Okay, his cousin came down, paid the bond, and then finally got out at 12:30 in the morning on Sunday.
Oh, geez.
So he was dealing with these people from as late as Friday afternoon all the way
about
through Sunday
hours
morning.
Or so.
Yeah.
God.
I recovered my belongings the next day at the terminal. My vacation I'd looked forward to was destroyed. My friends and family had been traumatized, as only you can be when you cannot account for the whereabouts of someone. The lasting psychological effect of this is hard to predict. I've been quite depressed since I came home. The overwhelming fact is, I committed no crime. You cannot arrest someone for trespassing when there's not even a sign saying no trespassing. And you can't arrest someone for taking photographs. Well, I guess you found out that you can. Well, in a free country, you shouldn't be arrested for those things. The entire amount of time that the officer spent with me on the platform could not have been over 1 minute.
Where do you find one of those?
One of what?
Free country.
I don't know. I'm looking for one right now. Let us know. 800-259-9231. What motivated him to arrest me when he could have easily said, "You cannot be here. Go back to the train." I can't say. What really bothers me is he obviously felt he could get away with this gross example of false arrest and deprivation of civil liberties. That points to something rotten in the system itself. Combine that with total disregard of my welfare by the Amtrak agent, and there's ample room for an investigation. Action should be taken. Ah, but will action be taken? Will anything happen to the officer in question? Will anything happen to the agent in question? We'll find out all these answers and much, much more on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think will happen to the government agents in question here? This is your show. Take control.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, I did check out the birthday flower cake over at 1-800-flowers.com, and it is pretty cool.
Yes, it's pretty cool.
All right, so we're talking about Amtrak.
Same thing at 1-800-FLOWER, too.
You're right. We found that out. All right, so join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the live streaming, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both free, like everything should be. Not on all those other talk show sites. They're not free there, but they are at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. We've been talking about this all hour so far because it's an important story. And the reason why it's important is because it could happen to you. Now, you might not be a train fanatic, okay? This guy was. 60-year-old man, 3 kids, he's retired, he loves trains, so he rides trains. He's retired, he's got nothing better to do. He's going to visit some family in Florida. On his way down, he's got a layover in New Orleans. And so he's waiting at the tracks, or at the station, rather. And as he's waiting, he's taking some pictures of the trains and the switchers and the different things. And he wanted to get access to a certain area, which was open. He could have gone and gotten access, but there was somebody down there that said, hold on, you should wait until somebody gets here to accompany you. It could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So then the cop shows up, the Amtrak cop shows up, and arrests the guy without even asking him what he was doing. He just arrests the guy. And then they take him to the jail, and they take his wallet away from him, and they take his stuff. So when he actually is given the opportunity hours later to bail himself out, he can't do it.
Like 36 hours later.
I don't know if it was quite then. I think it was
about that.
I think it was about 12 or so hours, or like maybe.
Oh, I see.
He had a chance to bail himself out, but he didn't have any of his money because the cop took his wallet. So then, eventually, he managed to make a couple phone calls and finally got somebody to come down about 36 hours later to bail him out. And so then, as he says here, my vacation that I had looked forward to was destroyed. Says, I had committed no crime. Combine this with a total disregard of my welfare from the Amtrak agent and the misbehavior of the police. He says, there's ample room for an investigation and action should be taken. Well, you know, it's certainly possible that they will investigate. But so what? Cops get investigated all the time. We read stories all the time on Free Talk Live with the cops egregiously violating people's civil rights and their liberties. And what happens to the cops?
Paid vacation?
Yep.
Well, they call it suspension with pay. But that's what it is. They don't have to come to work, and they collect a paycheck while they're being investigated. And then once the investigation is over, the typical result of the investigation is that the department brass will release a press release saying, we found no wrongdoing here.
I don't know. One thing I'll say is that this guy definitely needs to watch Busted. He handled that situation just about as wrong as he can.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, he actually didn't have much of a chance to handle anything. The cop was already ready to arrest somebody when he arrived on the scene.
How did the cuffs get on his hands? What happened again?
Okay, the description here is that...
it's a little vague. It's a little vague. I don't trust the story on that.
It is a little bit vague. It says, after a while, an Amtrak policeman arrived. I figured he would give me an answer as to whether or not I could go down there. When he got out of the car, he was already agitated. He explained that I was trespassing on private property.
And this guy didn't choose to, at that point, explain that he was instructed by the Amtrak employees to wait here for someone to escort him past the point of trespass. This guy is an idiot.
That's not very nice at all. You don't know who this person is.
I don't know who he is, but he managed to get himself arrested when he could have talked his way out of that situation very, very easily.
You have no idea.
One Amtrak cop.
You know, it's a good thing you've got such a big mouth, Johnson, because I happen to have contacted this guy, and he may very well be listening right now. So
I hope he calls in.
And calls in and tells you exactly what the demeanor of this cop
was. I would love to hear more of this.
Because how dare you say that you know he could have talked his way out of it. You know nothing, Johnson, because you weren't there.
No, so I wasn't there. I'm talking about from this story. From what I'm seeing right there, it looks
you can't
very
see
much
anything
like
from three from
with
two
the,
sentences.
With the other Amtrak employees standing right there who he was being amicable with, he could have used that as leverage to get himself out of the situation.
Maybe so. We'll talk to the guy perhaps tonight or tomorrow at the very latest. I do want to definitely get some details. But so he finally got out of jail, and he says he wants something to happen here.
The reason why I bring this up is because, you know, to talk about the Busted video and talk about why this guy should have watched the Busted video is because the best method, and this is why I want to bring this up, is because the best method for getting yourself out of this situation like this is to never get yourself in it in the first place. Get your way out of being in... You don't want to ever end up at a state building. Don't ever let it happen. If there's one cop, chances are you can walk away. And chances are it's better to aggressively get away from the situation.
He had a train to catch.
So go get on the train. Walk away from the guy and go get on the train.
All right, well...
I mean, whatever needs to happen to evade that situation, be evasive. Don't let yourself be arrested. You know, don't let that happen, and you know...
Well, if the cop says he's going to arrest you, then you're being arrested, and you better let yourself be arrested, or they'll beat you. You understand that,
right?
It was
only one guy!
It's a cop, and he has weapons. He will beat you. If you're being arrested, you better let yourself be arrested, Johnson, or you're going to get beaten. Isn't that right, Manwich?
I don't know, man. It's a private cop. If it were a real cop...
No, it's not a private cop. He's a real cop with real arresting powers. This isn't a mall guard.
Right. He made that a little clearer earlier, and I think that there's a good chance that if the guy, it's a possibility, certainly. What he did got him arrested, but there's a possibility if he would have walked away and said, I don't have time for this, I got to make my train.
Yeah.
That the guy wouldn't have chased after him and beat him with a stick.
Right. No, he certainly wouldn't have. Okay, I agree with you that there could have been more to the story, and I'm sure there is. But to suggest that the guy's an idiot because he didn't do what Johnson would have done is presumptuous and mean. We're going to come back with the rest of this. This is your show, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, and it's all free. The bulletin board system with over 40,000 posts. I think we're about 775 members. We got a lot of people interacting, and it's totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. So we've been talking all hour about this Amtrak situation, and no, we're not complaining because Amtrak is a government organization, and they're really inefficient.
They get multi-million-dollar bailouts.
Yeah, they get huge subsidies, and they're just terrible, and they took 2 years to decide what color their window drape should be. Sure, there's plenty of other things to say about Amtrak, but what we're talking about is an older gentleman in his 60s, 60 years old, who was arrested.
If you didn't think they were evil enough before.
Right. He was arrested by the Amtrak police, who are, you know, just a division of the regular cops. Arrested by the cops for taking pictures of the train, the track, and the switcher. Now, the charge that he was arrested for was criminal trespassing, because he was allegedly inside an area of the terminal where he wasn't supposed to be. Even though there were no trespassing signs. Even though there were none of the three employees that he encountered said, hey, you can't be here. One of them said, hey, you should wait until I get someone to accompany you. But none of them said, no, you can't be here, go back. None of them. So he had no idea that what he was doing was wrong. Nonetheless, the cop didn't even want to talk about it. And so he was arrested. Now, Johnson, you kind of jumped the gun a little bit. And you suggested that the guy was an idiot for not dealing with the cop in the way that you would. Now, were you going to correct yourself?
I'd say that he was ignorant of...
I was going to let Johnson correct himself instead of having you do it. Like a big boy. Johnson is a big boy.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I mean, I can agree. I think he was ignorant. And you know, I think that...
And it's understandable.
It's understandable, absolutely. But, you know, I think that at the same time, more people need to learn this stuff because... You know, the cops aren't behaving the way they should anymore.
That's right. Now, you got to think about, imagine yourself in this guy's shoes. He's 60 years old. He's gone through his whole life. He has no record. He's never dealt with the cops probably beyond asking for directions somewhere. So here he is after 60 years of life, after having a nice, comfortable life as a pharmaceutical salesman, putting three kids through college. Here he is taking pictures of his favorite old, you know, with trains. He loves taking pictures of trains, and then he turns around and discovers that handcuffs are being slapped on him. I mean, this is a world-shaking event for this guy. He never thought that anything like this could ever happen to him because he's like many people in this country.
A law-abiding citizen.
Right. He's a good person who's never harmed anyone in his life. And he's never thought to have to investigate the police and what the best way to deal with the police is going to be, because he never figured he'd encounter them in this manner. And you're right, Johnson. He should know these things. Americans should know how to best deal with the cops. So, to that end, what would be the best way to deal with a situation where you were being accused of trespassing on this property that you had no idea that you were trespassing on? If you got a cop telling you you're trespassing. Cop wants to arrest you.
Don't argue with the police officer. Best thing to do is ask questions.
Right. Now, I don't know if he asked any questions. That's always the
best thing to do is just stop talking to the police officer and get out of the situation immediately.
Yeah, if you can exit the situation calmly and slowly, because you don't want to run from the cops. That'll be even worse.
Right.
But if you can exit the situation calmly and slowly... And if you have to ask questions to do it, that's the most important thing.
Diffuse the tension. He had friendly Amtrak employees standing right next to him.
That's true.
Could have been alleviated entirely.
I'd like to take this time right now to call for that police officer's job. He should be fired.
It won't happen. It won't ever happen. We've got a number for this guy. We're going to call him during the break. We'll see if we can get him on. More coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live, Hour 2 on the way.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...